How's it going, everybody? How's it living? How's it feeling? How's it going? Shout out to the Adam Levko podcast, how he does it. So, first episode of Screen Zombies, I wanted to actually just come in, give a brief recap of what I thought of the Game of Thrones episodes, what I'm going to do on this podcast, kind of talk about some NBA stuff, and go from there. So, first things first, what is the podcast about? It's going to be related anything on screen. So let's say you have a meme you want to talk about, you have a game you want to talk about, you want a movie you got to talk about, we're going to talk about it right here. So I'm thinking we're going to do one episode about a general pop culture meme situation on Mondays. Wednesdays are going to be more towards a recap of a specific event, most likely something on HBO since I'm having to pay for that now. And then we're going to go more towards, on Fridays, a group watch. So let's say Friday movie night or whatever the case may be. We're going to, once I have people who are listening to the podcast, we'll communicate, we'll talk about it and go from there. So basically, my name is Kyle Strub. I am a photographer and I basically have lived in LA, general sports fan, and been... Let me give an introduction. My name is Kyle Straub. I generally am just a fan of everything on screen. I'm addicted to my screen, hence the name Screen Zombies. I like to look at my screen a lot. So basically, I just decided to make a podcast because everyone's making podcasts nowadays. So how's everyone going? I want this to be a general conversation with everyone. I do not want this to be a podcast about I am the most knowledgeable person here, you guys listen to me, and that's it. That's boring to me. Podcast should be more of a community, a conversational piece, and everything like that. So, first things first, let's talk about the most talked about show of all time, Game of Thrones. And I think everyone here has a concept of how the show went. But I guess my take is going to be, it felt rushed, like everyone probably has the same feeling for. It felt rushed in the last season, and my take on it is overall what they did with it. Finale, I liked it. I liked what it was the best they could do for what they had. And then from there, what I wanted to give an insight of what I feel like would have been a better storyline, which would have been the Night King in season 7, the whole Night King storyline coming to a close in season 7, basically saying I wanted them to go try and find the zombie or the White Walker, excuse me, in season 7, fail, have the Night King capture Viserion like he did, and Daenerys using that as her prime motivation to attack King's Landing. They had a bunch more army forces at that time. Cersei could have just been like, I'm not going to help you guys out. Boom, they hit King's Landing. They take King's Landing. And Daenerys is so overcome by the throne that she doesn't even care about the impending White Walker doom that's coming. So Jon and everyone else, they go up to Castle Rock. And I'm making sure I said that right because there's so many locations in Game of Thrones I don't know of. But the general sense would be they go up north to fight the White Walkers. Daenerys is down at the throne, and the throne is so encompassed her power, so encompassing in power that she wants to just live there and live in the fact that she doesn't want to fight anymore because she has all she wants. And then Jon leaves up there, and that kind of makes him understand what Dany's all about. That's the whole Mad Queen situation come to pass, and we get a really nice White Walker ending. And then I feel like the last scene of the series should have been the White Walkers walking up into King's Landing, walking into the Red Keep, last two footsteps from the Night King, looking at Daenerys, and there's Jon, and there's... I don't know names too well in Game of Thrones. There's Jon, and there's Viserys, and I think that's his name, and there's Tyrion, and pretty much everyone who went to go fight is now a White Walker. And they walk in and Daenerys understands what she has to do. And then she flies off on a dragon and she goes somewhere else. But I'm kidding about that last part, but I guarantee you it would have been a much more compelling storyline if they would have failed at something, and then even though they failed, everything else would have played so much more into each other. We would have had Daenerys's just love for power come to pass more organically. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I'm going to say about Game of Thrones. It was a good series. I was off of it for a very long time, caught up in lieu of this season, so it was very passionate for me. I know some people have been a part of it for 10 years, but watching it, like binging it up until the season started, it was ve very much more rushed in general. So next time someone's like, you know what, let me rewatch Game of Thrones and see how everything works well together, you'll kind of see how things don't play really well as far as storyline goes. So that's my thoughts on it. I know no one really cares and no one's going to listen to the first podcast. But going from there, let's talk about what I want to do on Friday. Now, I know Friday is going to be pretty much tomorrow when this comes out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to update everyone and let everyone know what show we're going to watch this podcast. That means in next week, we're going to be reviewing Barry and the full two seasons of Barry. Now, if you don't have HBO, I know there's some websites that you can go to. I'm not going to tell you which websites. You can ask people, you can Google. But what I want to say is make sure you watch the first two seasons of Barry. Come back on Friday. We're going to have a discussion. And I want to say on Wednesday, let's do voicemails. The one person who's going to listen to this. We're going to do voicemails about Barry on next Wednesday is going to be the due date for those through like for those voicemails. From there, so yeah, Barry on next Friday. Hopefully we can talk about it and go from there. But yeah, how's everyone doing? How's everyone feeling? I really want to start doing fake ads. So until the podcast becomes big enough to actually do ads, I thought that we can do ads, and this is I'm gonna practice my ad voice. So I'm just gonna think of like really just like funny ads. So in the future, I'm not even gonna lead into it. I'm just gonna let you guys know it's gonna be pretty random, but I feel like it could add some comedic effect to it because I know I can tell by my voice right now that my pacing is very off. So we're looking, we're so let me put a flag here so I can edit it. Hold on, everyone. We're learning how to do this. Okay. This podcast on this lovely Wednesday afternoon is brought to you by people at the gym who are bald and have no eyebrows, just like Hank and Barry. Never do that. All right, guys, this podcast is brought to you by people who are bald and has no eyebrows that always go to the gym and who are pretty much look like NoHo Hank and Barry. I don't know what is going on with you guys. I don't know why it's always at the gym, but I love you and I just wanted to let you know. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. Now, back to some sports topics. So on my morning commute this morning, I heard a lot of slander about my favorite city in America, which is Los Angeles. It's a love it and hate it city. I love LA, but I also hate LA. And the reason why I hate LA is because we have a bunch of people who aren't from Southern California. And Southern California is very unique as far as blind fandom goes. So I am completely justified in saying that no one in sports media is capturing the essence of LA when it comes to reporting on sports. I feel like it's not a bad thing to say that we have become the laughing stock of sports, and it's not our fault because we have core fandom here. We have core people who live in LA who love the Lakers, who love the Rams. They love the Raiders, but Fuck the Raiders. But it's one of those things where it's like we have ESPN, we have Fox Sports. They're talking about how Clippers are running Los Angeles. And I'll tell you, I've never seen anyone wear a Clippers jersey in LA at all. And I'm sure there is people who live here who like the Clippers as far as like they want to rebel against the Lakers dynasty era and all that. But I personally have I feel so disrespected from sports media because I'll give you an example. We'll go from Los Angeles Rams from let's say September till January or maybe even like end of December. Every single sports media broadcast has always been like Rams are number one. Rams are best team in the league. We love the Rams. Rams are kicking ass. And then as soon as maybe Jared Goff have one or two bad games, Todd Gurley goes down, whatever the case may be, they flip on LA so quickly. It's so annoying. Like we had so many people that had the Rams back this year. So many people who were like, yo, the Rams are amazing. The Rams are kicking ass. No one can stop Todd Gurley. No one can stop Jared Goff and his weapons. Cooper Kupp is a beast. All this like praise for LA, which I loved. And then it came to the fact that no one wanted to keep that same energy when it came down to the Super Bowl. And it's yeah, we got outworked by the Patriots, and it's hard to say because the Patriots have been on top for so long. But it's one of those things where it's just like, why can't we have consistent backing? I don't understand it. We have so many people. There's so many storylines from people who don't live in LA, who just spectate, who say that LA is not a good sports city because no one can stand the sports. No one can live in sports in LA, and it's so disrespectful because the thing is, we have so many people who live who I mean, I have so many people I know just from my small groups that who live in LA who are from Ohio, who are from New Mexico, who are from Texas, who are from Connecticut, wherever they are from, they live in California, they live in LA, but they are not LA people. They came from out of state. They came from outside of Southern California in general. And it's so annoying to hear people say that LA isn't a sports fandom, a sports fandom, because we have a lot of sports people who are die-hard sports fans. I know a lot of die-hard Charger fans, and they are depressed 24/7. And it's just one of those things where I just don't know why we can't get consistent coverage because we have the Lakers going on. I mean, Chris Mannix just did a whole podcast on how Magic Johnson sold out the Lakers. And yeah, like he has, I guarantee you, he's gonna come out with a book. He's gonna come out with something to make more money because this is all about money for Magic Johnson. And I've lost so much respect for Magic Johnson ever since the way he handled it, the way he handled it. It was so disrespectful for somebody who has been a Laker for so long. He owns part of the Dodgers, and you're gonna come in and then you're gonna just put everyone on blast when you've never been somebody who has been drama, like you've never been in the drama before. I take that back because that's all Magic is. Basically, Magic is a drama queen, and it's one of those things where everything's about Magic, everything's about his charisma, everything's about oh, I can get whoever I want, blah blah blah, and I hate the way Magic handled everything, and especially going on First Take, because it's one of those things where yeah, you go on First Take, you're gonna say some stuff, you're gonna say some outlandish things, you're gonna get Stephen A. riled up, whatever the case may be. But we have so many people talking about Los Angeles like it's with no disrespect, but it's like Dallas or it's like Memphis, or we have so many people who are against the Lakers that it's making me more of a Laker fan. And I'm proud to say I'm a Laker fan. I've lived through fucking everything. The shot from Derek Fisher to goddamn six championships with Kobe and Powell and oh okay, let me rewind that. Five championships with Kobe and Powell. And it's just it's so it's such it's baffling to me how people can just bash LA with no sense of repercussion. Because like I said, Rams were doing so well for 10 weeks. And we had everyone just praising the Rams, and then one or two bad games, they're completely, oh yeah, I don't think the Rams have what it takes. The Rams are maybe fifth in the league when they were first 2 weeks before. And everyone just gives up, and it's so fucking annoying to me. I don't get it. But it's just one of those things where it's just like people love to hate LA, and I get it. I get people love to hate the New York Knicks. People love to hate the Boston Celtics and the Patriots. I get the like if you're a successful franchise, you're always gonna be at the butt of every joke. But it's one of those things where it's like we live in a day and age where sports media isn't let's report on what is happening. They're reporting on what's happening in the future. And I did a whole thread on Twitter about this maybe 3 months ago. There was literally a matter of days between Kyrie calling LeBron and saying that he might not re-sign with the Boston Celtics. I think the quote was, if I remember correctly, we'll talk about free agency on June 1st. Right after he talked to LeBron. And now, I mean, I had this take where Kyrie's coming to the Lakers just based off that. Just based off of that evidence of him going from a press conference with little kids before the season started saying, I'm definitely re-signing if Boston wants me, to ask me June 1st, ask me July 1st. That's what it's gonna be. And it's just one of those things where I mean, regardless of who LA gets, regardless of who of what's going to happen, there's always going to be Clippers. Like Clippers are better. It's a Clippers town. Everyone likes a Clipper, blah blah blah. But I've never seen a goddamn Clippers jersey in LA, in Hollywood, in downtown. We're going to Santa Monica. Nothing. And it's like be real. Like be what if you're gonna report on LA, be what LA is. We don't tolerate fucking bullshit in LA. Like that's a thing. So I just don't get how media is just gonna come in and bash LA for no reason. Like it's one of those things where it's just like it's for no reason. They just want coverage, and people just want to hate LA, and that's cool. Like we'll be hated, but like if we win, don't be coming on our coattails like that. So. All right, that's my rant about LA sports because I am very passionate about LA sports. That'll be my hill that I die on. Just based off of the fact that everyone is so critical of LA sports, and it's annoying to me. We've had the Rams in LA for 2 years, and we just went to the Super Bowl, and no one's giving us credit. Yeah, it was a really low-rated Super Bowl, and yeah, it wasn't that good, but we went there. It was LA. Like LA was picking, like we traded up to get Jared Goff 2 or 3 years ago. And now like that's not how it goes. Like, come on. So I don't get it. I don't understand it. But yeah, I love to hear you guys' thoughts. Go to Screen Zombies on any social media platform. I'm setting those up. And we're just gonna keep going, man. We're gonna keep going. So, like I said, we're doing Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. Hopefully. I'm trying to do the best that I can. I'm gonna try and get call like interviews. I'm gonna try and make sure that it's not just me talking on my AirPods in my car before I gotta go to work. And it's one of those things where we're gonna grow and we're actually gonna get a studio, we're actually gonna get mics, we're actually gonna get people to come in, and I'm gonna be going at every single media member. And pulling up receipts. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to be someone who comes in and goes, Stephen, I love you. You are a wonderful person and a wonderful personality. I love you to death. But your shit that you talk on the Lakers needs to stop. I get you're a fucking Knicks fan, but Jesus Christ, chill the fuck out. And you guys can call me out when I'm actually not going to do that because goddamn Stephen A. just got booked a $30 million contract with ESPN. I get that. I'm not gonna bring that same energy to his face, but at least I'm gonna bring it to the podcast. So this is one of those things where I'm gonna stick up for someone who needs to stick up for. LA is my home. I'm gonna do it no matter what. But yeah, so we're gonna do Barry on Friday, next Friday. Wednesday is gonna be call-ins and questions and what I think about the pacing and core storyline of Barry. But we're looking at Friday for Barry. If you guys want more Netflix series, if you guys want more TV series, Hulu series, I know not everyone is gonna have one platform. We can go from there, but I definitely need to talk about Barry because I just finished season one and oh my God, it is one of the most best written shows I've ever seen. Being someone in LA, this is a whole LA podcast. Being someone who lives in LA, every single scene he's in, I've been to that place. I've been to the sketchy ass neighborhood where he got shot at by those Belenese monks. I think that's what it was. I've been to that sketchy ass neighborhood. I've been to goddamn his apartment building. I've been to that exact apartment building. Everywhere in LA he goes, I've been. And it's such a representation of somebody who has the craving to be a creative, but you're just feeling such like so boxed in with your everyday life, no matter if it's killing people or just having to go to work, that it's such an encompassing show that I love it so much. So we're going to talk about Barry on Friday. I'm going to probably have some guests on Friday and we can go from there. But yeah, guys, I mean, it's just going to be one happy screen loving family in this situation. And that's all I pretty much wanted to say. If you guys have any questions, head up to Zombies Pod on every social media platform. And I realize that I ramble a lot. And this podcast probably sucks. But we're going to do it. We're going to kill this thing. All right, guys. I love you. Bye-bye.